Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight, it's a very exciting night because the new Star Wars movie is coming out. Parker, give us some damn Star Wars music. We need it bad because... not the cantina.
Okay. Someone sent in a great text.
Yes!
They said, if I was going to a place in the Ben and Skin show in a Star Wars universe, they would be in the cantina band at Tatooine.
Oh, I like that.
That'd be great. You're up there freestyling, and I'm like that elephant with the weird fingers playing that move
yes,
or whatever that is.
Love it. So, Skin, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's someone near us who has seen The Last Jedi.
You're looking at Ted right now.
Ted Nichols Payne, our engineer, has seen it. I don't want to blow up your spot, Ted, but can we get you to pop on for a second?
Okay, thumbs up or thumbs down. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Wow. Okay, thumbs up. That's great. You got a sneak preview of this.
Or he may have just been imitating Fonzie. Who knows?
You don't know. But I can't wait. Can't wait to see this. I know we sound like Star Wars nerds, but you know what? We are.
This is the one where Luke dies, right?
Apparently. That's what Ted told me.
Nope. Okay.
No, Ted didn't tell me that.
He sideways, he diagonally nodded, so there's no way of knowing what he meant.
We don't really know anything about this one, although I've heard that, and I'll kind of watch Ted now as I say this, I've heard that it's funnier than a lot of them. Yes,
this is the
up.
One. This is the one where Mr. Furley thinks that Luke is gay, so they can all live together.
That's Three's Company.
Oh, God! I'm gonna go see that tonight.
Yeah, but if it was Three's Company, who would it be? It'd be Luke and Leia and what other? There's not
some,
really a lot
some
of
real
other,
freaky Jawa.
There's not a lot of other girls.
It'd be Joyce DeWitt. Would be a freaky Jawa.
Well, in honor of The Last Jedi. By the way, are we sold out of our event? Remember we had that event Monday?
I don't know, Bassick.
Bassick, I'm going to be there. Bassick, Hagee, you're going to be there. I'm going to be there taking my son, Max. We're going Monday night.
I'm taking everybody at the AAC.
You're going Sunday night to see it.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon.
We have a busy Sunday, Ben. We have Star Wars in the afternoon, and then Desmond has a basketball game. Then we have Cowboys Raiders right here on 105.3, the fan, home of football.
That's right. Parker is not going to be allowed to watch that game or go see The Last Jedi. Is that accurate, Parker?
That's correct. I'm going to be fixing my car window.
Oh, no. Poor guy.
But we decided, in honor of The Last Jedi, that we would take all the hosts on the fan outside of our own show and apply characters to those people.
Yep.
And so we roundtabled before the show, and we've come up with who these guys would be if they were Star Wars characters. So
I think we've nailed this.
I think so, too. Now, we want you to text in if you think we've gotten this wrong. If you think who on the station would apply to a Star Wars character.
Send it in, hosts.
Send it right in to 877-881-1053. Let's start with the morning show. We decided that Sean would be Darth Vader.
Yep. Because he's always picking fights. He's an angry foreigner.
Yeah.
And if you go back and watch the original movies, Darth Vader's hands are surprisingly small.
Those are tiny gloves.
Those are tiny gloves, and he's always got to hold the lightsaber with both hands because it'll fall out of his hands if he doesn't.
And I've seen Sean hold a flashlight like that, both hands.
Yep. Yeah. And then also, if Sean has asthma, so he's got a breathing issue.
Yeah.
So he always, around the house, he always wears a black cape.
And he's powerful. If he's involved, he's in charge.
Yep.
It's his scene. He's a beast.
Yeah, and he bought that Death Star over there by where Dawson used to live.
Yeah, and he's got a sweet side. Down deep. He's got it. He's actually a very sweet guy.
That's the biggest lie I've ever heard.
Well, just like Darth Vader, rip off that helmet and...
Have you ever seen Choppy rip the helmet off?
No, but Sean is always concentrating on his helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dark helmet.
So I think Sean is Darth Vader, and that's a tremendous compliment.
Yep.
Now, RJ, you came up with this one. You think RJ is Watto.
Yeah, if you remember the character.
Ted Nichols Payne is dying.
Yeah, he's a Star Wars head. He knows exactly. He's the character when they did, they went back and did the first episode. And it was number four or whatever. And young Anakin had to be, he worked for this, flying rat lizard. They talk like this. You want the boy, you got to give me the thing. and that character, if you remember, went to the University of Tennessee from New Jersey.
Yeah.
And was always, I'm Italian.
Right.
Right? So I think he's just like Watto.
So Roy, we assigned Han Solo.
Yes.
And, you know, Roy's a guy who, you know, Han Solo, if you look at Han Solo, if you go back and you watch closely some of the early movies, he was always worried about the benefits, the tax situation, how many kids you got to have, how that impacts your taxes and stuff like that. So that was always kind of his focus, if you could get him off to the side.
There's that. And then also right at the very end, we didn't have one for Roy, and we figured out no one had said Han Solo yet, so we just kind of attached it to Roy.
Troy, now, this is a tricky one. I mean, we could have gone with the guy in the city in the sky, the bald guy that has the computer.
Oh, yeah.
His hair is a computer on the side.
The tiny white Vin Diesel.
Yeah, and he's like a human cyborg robot.
Yeah.
But he's bald on top with hair on the sides, but it's his hair is a computer.
Right.
It's like the artist robot.
Yeah.
Like that's made the artist robot. That's the first version of the
Watto would have been friends with him.
Well, we gave Troy R2-D2.
Yeah, you came up with that and you nailed that. And if you think about it, really the most important character in the entire Star Wars saga is R2-D2. Because every movie, there's lightsabers and lasers and people are going everywhere and they got all these plans. And then R2 just kind of goes in a side room and goes, man, these dumbasses, and hits a button.
Yeah.
And if you hear in some of the great production work, like especially during cowboy games.
Or high-low.
High-low.
Yeah.
That's just all the work of R2 just sitting there going, I got this, guys.
Yeah. He's a beast. He makes it look easy on the control board.
Yeah, and he's an Aggie. R2 was an Aggie.
A lot of people don't know that.
Nope. With J&M.
Gavin Dawson, as we move on to the G-Bag Nation.
Yep.
No question. He's Yoda.
He's Yoda. He's wise. He's very philosophical. He doesn't get all worked up. He just kind of looks around and surveys the scene and just says the perfect thing at the perfect time. And then, obviously, Yoda was from Portland.
Yeah.
So there was that whole thing that kind of made it easy.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a no-brainer.
That's a no-brainer.
That one was...
He's the Yoda of our station.
Maybe the easiest.
We all look to him for guidance.
Yeah. Lucius. Now, this was a tough one. We spent a lot of time on this, but... After some deep consultation and conversation, we decided that Lucius is Lando Calrissian.
Now, you wanted to do that because you said he's a black guy.
Well, no, I said it's got nothing to do. It's more about him being a pimp.
Okay, but he's a black guy.
Is he?
Lucius or Lando?
Lando?
Lando.
Oh, he is.
No, Lucius isn't. Lando
Okay,
is.
I didn't know. I didn't know which
Actually,
one
we just because Lando has an unbelievable music collection.
Right.
And he's a great DJ.
Yeah.
And
but he's so smooth. Nobody's smoother at our station than Lucius.
Yeah, and the only thing, he's also the most jacked up dude at our station.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, Lando better hit the weights if he's going to be Lucius.
Yeah.
But that was kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, that was easy. Kavanaugh, the Force is strong in him, and he's kind of the young buck with the, you know, the flowing hair.
Uh-huh.
Young Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, and there was a time where Kavanaugh had fallen in love with his sister.
Yeah.
And then realized that it was his sister and had to.
Sisters.
Like, oh, no, you should get with Roy.
Right.
So so that made it kind of a no-brainer.
And he's from a farm in Allen.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
A small farm.
And he was real bored with his scene.
Yeah.
Until he found a couple robots.
Yeah.
Until Troy and the guy were going to. The broadest bot.
The broadest bot. And they started watching film. That's when they really broadest took him under his wing.
Yep.
Bassick, we went with Chewbacca.
Yeah, because he's. He's just kind of a big animal.
Yeah.
It's always just kind of real reactionary. And he's always upset about whatever the Mavericks. Remember when Chewbacca got real pissed about what the Mavericks were doing?
Chewbacca's always furious.
He's always mad.
Yeah. And also.
Remember when Cuban blocked Chewbacca on Twitter?
And Chewbacca has a bunch of back problems.
Yeah.
And so, like, this morning I was driving to the station and the G-Bag Nation, they were trying to have a conversation about something. And Bassick was just laying down on the ground in cramps. He's dealing with cramps. And Chewbacca used to cramp up a lot. He was never hydrated.
Right.
And always poops a lot. And they think that's kind of a good fit for Bassick.
Think about how funny it'd be if you walked in spin class and Chewbacca was leading class.
Let me hear your Chewbacca. It's pretty good. Still got a donkey element to it. This one is, I think, going to be the most universally accepted one, and that's Corey. We went with Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, and actually, it was the biggest no-brainer of all time.
Yeah.
Corey was originally brought in because everyone thought he would make for some good merchandise for kids, and then all the kids rebelled against him. We're like, no. This is not what we want, but he was still an integral part to things.
Yeah. Parker, who's here with us today.
Which one's he?
Parker, who do you think we're going to say for you?
Man, I totally would have guessed Jar Jar Binks. I'm awkwardly built.
Yeah?
I think I'm
Man, I don't know.
Parker, didn't you injure yourself playing frisbee golf?
I did. I also injured my other knee playing regular golf.
What the hell, man? Those are leisure sports.
That's why I have to have knee surgery next week.
It's like getting hurt playing the Xbox.
And you're not like me and Ben's age. You're in your 20s.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 23, but my body's probably about 50.
You're a 23-year-old that hurt a knee playing frisbee golf.
I also have back spasms all the time, and I've slipped a couple discs in my neck. So.
But you're so friendly, and you know so many different languages, and that's why we went with C-3PO for you.
All right. I can get behind that.
It was a no-brainer because of the way you walk. You walk just like it.
Yeah. You're always
super
doing kind
stiff.
Of the robot. Yeah. Super stiff. And then for Kevin... Now, of course,
which one's Kevin?
Hagee.
Oh, okay.
For me, being a career fat guy, once you're throwing out Star Wars characters, you're going to go give the fat guy Jabba.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm sure most people would give me Jabba.
Right.
But you were adamant about this. Now, there's an element to this that he's transformed because of soda.
Yeah, so
he's lost a lot of weight.
If we had done this 2 months ago, he was Jabba.
Right.
And he probably himself would have said Jabba.
Yeah.
And I one time walked in. And he had this he was covered in McDonald's bags, and he had this big giant tongue just kind of going out of the side of his mouth. Like, and I was like, God, that looks like Jabba. But now he's a sleek fighting machine, man.
Yeah. So we decided to go. And he's also, I think this is what hammered it home for us. A lot of times we'll be sitting there talking about, hey, during the mix, do you want to talk about this topic? And he'll go, don't do it. It's a trap.
Yes.
Which is why we decided that he is now, since he's so lean and mean, Admiral Akbar.
Yeah, I mean, that's so great. He's just
the music's back.
Fired off the music, and think about how many tense situations and all this chaos is going on, and he looks over, and Corey's Jar Jar is like, damn it. He's trying to figure out how to work the situation and not make people go in the thing. So, yeah, that's a great one.
And then Colby's a hardcore assassin. He's the toughest dude at the station.
Mm-hmm.
Eats nails for breakfast.
Yeah.
We just decided, man, this is Boba Fett.
Absolutely. He's just a bounty hunter. He's a taskmaster, too. He's like, hey, Colby, go bring us back the body of General Francisco Alesso. And he just disappears and comes back with it. If there is a price and he accepts the price, he'll do any task.
Yeah.
So he's also a beast. So he's a bounty hunter. He's Boba Fett.
And then our fearless leader, Gavin Spittle, the birthday boy, we decided to give him Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I mean, it makes the most sense, right? He found Kavanaugh wandering around in the desert with Shippy and Troy. And I was like, you know what? This reminds me of an old situation I was once involved in. And so he came back and he overthrew Bigby.
Uh-huh.
And he said, once you strike me down, my power will be greater than ever.
Yeah.
And
that's so great.
Spittle was a no-brainer.
Speaking of Jabba. Of course, Allie, who's behind the scenes, she does so much. She's Princess Leia.
She's the princess of our station.
Tim Collins, our assistant program director. We were going to go with Qui-Gon Jinn, Liam Neeson's character, but we decided to just let him be the lead singer of Boston.
Because he loves classic rock.
Yeah.
And he's not even offended that the lead singer of Boston killed himself, man.
No,
so rest in peace to...
He's good with it.
Classic rock.
So that's it. Congratulations, everybody. It's Star Wars Eve.
Happy Star Wars, everybody.
It's going down tonight, The Last Jedi, baby.
Yeah.
It's happening. It's all real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.